Ever wonder how an organization as big as Rotary tackles something as complex as DEI?
It's quite the challenge.
Yeah, so we're diving deep into Rotary District 5300's DEI training materials.
They've got some interesting strategies for sure.
Think of this as your cheat sheet to understanding their approach.
And maybe even pick up some tips for yourself along the way,
Right,
right?
absolutely. Let's jump right in. What struck me was how Rotary connects its core identity, that service above self, to creating a more inclusive world.
Yeah, that motto really sets the stage, doesn't it? It's all about recognizing our shared humanity and working towards a world free from all that discrimination, harassment, suffering.
It's a powerful message. But how does an organization like Rotary, with its history and traditions, actually put DEI into practice? They use the Abide model, is that right?
Exactly. It's their blueprint for an inclusive club culture. Starts with access.
Make sure everyone feels welcome.
Yeah, no matter their background, abilities, how they communicate, it's about making those spaces open and welcoming to all.
So it's more than just physical access, then.
Oh, absolutely. Rotary emphasizes belonging. Everyone has an equal right to be there, and their voice matters.
Fostering a sense of community, of being valued.
Precisely. And this leads into inclusion, where everyone feels comfy, contributing their ideas, shaping the club's identity.
This is where the real change happens, right? When you have those diverse voices actively contributing.
It does. It naturally leads to diversity. Create the right environment, and you attract a wider range of people, experiences, backgrounds.
But navigating diversity, especially in an organization with a long history like Rotary, it's got to be a challenge. How do they handle that aspect?
That's where equity comes in. They recognize that true inclusion means acknowledging different needs, different levels of support to fully participate.
Equity. It's the glue that holds the Abide model together, wouldn't you say?
100%. It ensures that access, belonging, inclusion, diversity, they all work in harmony.
We've got Abide, the framework. But how do you actually put it into practice, especially those tough conversations about diversity and equity?
Rotary uses something called the Rhodes model to navigate those conversations.
Tell me more about that.
It all starts with, well, reflective listening, really taking the time to understand the other person, asking open-ended questions to encourage deeper exploration.
It's about creating a space where people feel safe sharing, even if their experiences are different from your own.
Exactly. And Rotary emphasizes it's not about convincing someone you're right. It's about fostering understanding, empathy. That's where acknowledging and validating emotions comes in.
So, recognizing that everyone comes to the table with their own unique experiences, challenges.
Exactly. Everyone's got a story. Then there's developing confidence, encouraging everyone to participate, reassuring them that their voices are valuable.
Especially in those conversations, that can be, intimidating. That sense of safety, of support is crucial.
And lastly, ending with a clear summary. Everyone leaves on the same page, understanding what was discussed.
So we have Abide for an inclusive culture and Rhodes for navigating tough conversations. But what about the day-to-day management of a club that's striving for DEI?
Rotary has this other model for that, the truth model.
Truth model.
Yeah,
Yeah.
focuses on building trust and transparency.
Essential for an inclusive environment, for sure. But how do they suggest clubs actually, put those into practice? Especially those clubs that might have had some, well, internal divisions, challenges in the past.
Rotary's big on recognizing the strength in our shared humanity.
Right. Seeing those shared values, goals, even if we have different backgrounds, different views on things.
Precisely. And by acknowledging that shared humanity, we can unlock that potential for a better world.
Free from discrimination, harassment, suffering. It's a powerful vision. Sounds like Abide, Rhodes, Truth, they're all kind of like working towards that. But before we get into the truth model specifically, how does Rotary approach, walking the talk with DEI? How do they make sure it's more than just, lip service?
They're big on advocating for DEI out loud, inviting others to join in creating a more inclusive world.
I like that. Do your DEI out loud. Be bold about it, right? But what does that actually look like in practice?
Starts with reflecting the diversity of your community, right? Actively recruiting from underrepresented groups, creating that welcoming environment for everyone.
Making sure everyone feels like they belong, their voice matters. But it's got to be more than just having a diverse membership, right?
Right, you need that culture where everyone feels empowered. That's where inclusive leadership comes in. Rotary emphasizes, embracing DEI in a meaningful way requires a shift in mindset, not just checking boxes,
Got to be genuine.
Exactly, and it
Yeah.
has to be led from the top.
Leaders setting the tone, being the example.
And a big part of that, cross-generational collaboration.
Interesting. Rotary clubs often have members from all different age groups. How do they ensure all those voices are heard?
They encourage clubs to create those opportunities for members to, like, connect across generations. Mentorship, service projects, social events.
So it's about, like, recognizing that each generation brings something to the table.
Exactly. Now, about that truth model, it starts with transparency, builds trust, respect, being open about the club's DEI efforts, challenges, successes.
So everyone feels informed, feels heard.
Yes. The next piece is relationships. Strong relationships, you know, authentic ones, are super important. Creating opportunities for members to connect on a personal level, share their stories, learn from each other.
Building that sense of community of belonging.
And through those relationships, you get understanding. Understanding of yourself, your fellow members, and, you know, DEI as a whole.
It's about recognizing we all have biases and being open to learning, challenging those biases.
Which then leads to trust. When members trust each other, trust their leaders, they feel safer, respected, valued. And that trust, that's the foundation for healing.
Healing from what past hurts, misunderstandings.
Yeah, injustices. Rotary really emphasizes that healing, it's a process, not a destination. It takes effort, commitment, being vulnerable.
Creating a safe space to be yourself, share, work towards something better.
Rotary likes to say every interaction, it's an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life.
Approaching everything with empathy, understanding.
Rotary believes by embracing these principles, clubs, they become like forces for good.
Beacons of hope, showcasing the power of DEI, creating a more just, more compassionate world. It makes you think, you know, what could Rotary accomplish if every Rotary club really took this to heart, embraced DEI in a meaningful way?
It's an exciting thought, right?
Absolutely. We've talked about their models, the Abide the Roads, the Truth model, and doing DEI out loud and that inclusive leadership.
Yeah.
But for someone listening thinking, okay, where do I even begin? What would you tell them?
Start with yourself. You know, we all have biases, right? It's about acknowledging them, challenging them. Then look for opportunities to learn, to listen to those different from you.
Stepping outside our comfort zones, really embracing that diversity of human experience.
Exactly. And even small actions, they can have a ripple effect.
We've covered a lot, from the specifics of Rotary's approach to that bigger vision of a more just and equitable world. What are some of the key takeaways you hope listeners will, you know, take with them?
First, that DEI, it's a journey. It's ongoing. It requires that constant learning, reflection, and challenging the status quo. And while that equity is key, it's the foundation.
Without it, you can't have true inclusion.
Right. And lastly, that everyone has a role to play in creating that more just, compassionate world.
Beautifully said. By embracing these values, we unlock our full potential, really create a brighter future for everyone. And Rotary's work with polio, it shows us even those big challenges, they can be overcome when we work together.
Exactly. And maybe Rotary's commitment to DEI will inspire a whole new generation to tackle these issues head on, with empathy, with innovation, and leaving no one behind.
It's been a thought-provoking deep dive. Thank you for joining us and sharing your insights. We hope this inspires you to be a champion for DEI in your own life, in your own community.